Good morning. This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. A new personalized learning program called Carpe Diem is coming to a Cincinnati public school. Ann Thompson visited a similar program in Indianapolis and has a report coming up later. In about 20 minutes, you'll learn about landscaping with native plants and the new book Back to Eden by Frank Porter. After more than four decades of reporting, most of it at the Ohio State House, Ohio Public Radio reporter Bill Cohen is retiring. He talks with Marianne Zalesnik about his career.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for joining me.
Sure.
So let's go back. Think about your very first day working at the State House. Now, you'd worked at WOSU for a few years before that, the public radio station there in Columbus. But tell us about your first day at the State House as you remember it.
Well, I just remember generally being in fear because, you know, you've got this century-old building, you've got the imposing stone arches, you've got these legislators in coats and ties who seem to know what they're doing and what they're talking about, and I come down here and I'm generally ignorant about all the complex issues and who the people are, who the movers and shakers are. Pretty scary, scary situation.
I bet you're not scared anymore.
Well, that's true, but it takes years and years and years to get some confidence up. You know, your first year on the job, you don't know where the bathrooms are around this place, and there's all these little hallways, and you get lost and so forth. So it takes a long time to kind of get your bearings about the place and then starting to understand the issues. And that's why I've stayed down here so long, because the longer I've stayed down, the more confident I've been that I understand the issues. I remember they dealt with this issue 10 years ago or 20 years ago. I remember we've got some old tape of this debate and so forth. I can put that into our reports. And it just, the longer you're down here, the more confident you feel like you can do a good job.
So what was the hardest thing to learn while you were there?
I guess the hardest thing is on individual issues that are complex. You know, they deal with all kinds of things here, complex financial issues, bonding, gun issues, health issues, prison issues, abortion issues. And so when every time a new issue comes up, you've got to learn the whole thing, you know, all over again. You've got to educate yourself because most of us are generalists. And so that's always the challenge.
So I imagine you make for a lot of great conversation when you have a party or you go to a special event with friends. Does everybody want to pick your brain?
Yeah, some of that. And a lot of times people want to go, aren't those legislators a bunch of idiots? You know, or aren't they crazy for passing this bill or that bill? And I always like to just step back and say, well, you know, not my job to tell you whether, you know, whether what they're doing is good or bad. That's for you as a citizen and a public radio listener to decide. I'll tell you what's happening, and I love to tell you what's happening, and I love to tell you both sides of the story, even though one of the sides you may not agree with. But that's my job, and so that's what I love to do at parties and among friends. And I think they get a little frustrated with me sometimes because they want me to take a stand.
It's been more than 35, almost 40 years that you've been working at the State House. How has it changed? You talked about all these people in suits and ties. Is it as formal now as it was in 1975?
Yes, it's the same that way. I think what's changed is everything is so scripted now. When I started, a lot of times legislators would speak off the cuff. But now, you know, everything is scripted. Everybody has not only one public relations aide, but two or three or four. It's hard to get people to not just give their scripted answers. But we try ask. Sometimes we ask the same question two, three or four times to try to get behind just the talking points. So I guess that's one of the big things that's changed.
Another is that you've seen various people, the power brokers, change over time. The Democrats and the Republicans have taken turns being in power. Maybe taken turns is the wrong word, but it's so happened that you've had different parties in power. What's that been like? How do you have to adapt to that?
Yeah, I mean, and I'm always trying to tell people. People go, oh, this is such a Republican state. And I go, well, it is at the moment. It has been for the last 10 or 15 years, Republicans controlling virtually all three branches of state government. But I like to remind them, hey, in 1983 and 84, Democrats controlled everything, the House, the Senate, the governor's office, all the statewide offices, the Ohio Supreme Court. And Ohio is basically a 50-50 state when you look at the general votes of things. Now, of course, gerrymandering has given us times when the Democrats controlled everything, even though it was a 50-50 state. And now for the last 15, 20 years, Republicans controlling everything, especially in the legislature by wide majorities, even though we are generally a 50-50 state.
I invited some of our listeners to send me some questions that they'd like to ask you after listening to you for all these years. And Charlotte, first of all, wants to say congratulations to you. And she says your updates always remind her that she needs to pay more attention to what's going on in the state. So she asks, in your experience, what are the most effective ways for regular people to get action at the state level?
Well, you know, organize and get big numbers of people to come down here. You know, legislators, I don't think listen that much when one citizen says, I want you to do this. But when one citizen is joined by thousands of others, often they will listen. So you can rally, you can petition, you can have campaigns to call legislators and have hundreds and hundreds of phone calls and emails come in. Of course, that doesn't guarantee that you're going to get your way with this legislature. For instance, we remember 2 years ago, thousands of labor union activists and their allies said, don't pass a new law cutting the power of public employee unions. The Republicans were in the majority. They disagreed. They wanted to pass these new limits, and they did. But remember what happened. Citizens got together, collected signatures on petitions, and put a referendum on the ballot, and the voters wiped out that law. That is, I think, one of the most interesting things I've been covering for years and years, when citizen groups not only rally and try to convince legislators to do what these citizen groups want, but then when the citizens don't get what they want from the legislature, they take the law into their own hands, quite legally, collect signatures on petitions, try to put their proposals on the ballot. And we've seen that time and again. There was citizen groups that passed term limits, that passed the current ban on gay marriage, that overturned that collective bargaining, the new limits on collective bargaining for public employee unions. So citizens do have power. They may not get what they want from legislators, but they can try to go around the legislature and become lawmakers themselves. That's what I've enjoyed really covering probably the most, when average citizens come down here to lobby, and then when average citizens try to get their proposals on the ballot.
Shay wants to know, for folks who are still pessimistic about the power of the state, she wants to know, should they still have faith that the legislators are working for the people of Ohio?
Well, you know, what does it mean to work for us, the people of Ohio? As I said before, you know, due to gerrymandering, even though we're a 50-50 state, sometimes the party in power of the statewide offices can draw the lines for the House and Senate to give themselves huge majorities that don't really represent that 50-50 split. We had that in the 70s with Democrats. Since then, we've had it with Republicans. And right now, Republicans control the House, I don't know, what is it, 60 to 39 and 23 to 10 in the Senate. So that doesn't really represent the 50-50 split. So, you know, look, if you're a Democrat or a liberal, you've got to be pessimistic. You say, look, these legislators aren't representing, they're not representing me, and they're not representing the 50-50 split that we have in Ohio. They're passing generally conservative laws. But that's the system we have. And, you know, remember, twice in the last 10 years, Ohioans had a chance to change that system of gerrymandering where one party draws the lines to favor itself and give itself huge majorities in the House and Senate. Twice in the last 10 years, Ohioans could have changed that. There were ballot issues that would have changed it and made it more fair, I'd say more representative. The voters turned them down. We still have the party in power drawing lines that help them maintain strong majorities in the House and Senate, even though we're a 50-50 state.
What's your favorite memory?
Oh, favorite. I don't know if I have a favorite. I mean, there's been so many things, you know, talking with the strong-armed Speaker of the House, Vern Reif, about how he controlled all the money and controlled all the jobs. I guess that was a highlight. Trying to decipher what James Rhodes was saying with his many comments. He was a fascinating guy, knew how to dodge questions well. He was a master politician. He was fun covering. I remember standing in that muddy field a couple hundred yards from the Lucasville prison in 1993 while the inmates were rioting and holding hostages inside. That was a really surrealistic situation as the death toll mounted. And again, just the dozens of issues that have been fascinating to cover, the dozens of demonstrations by real people who've come down here to rally and protest. And as I say, sometimes try to go around legislators with their own ballot issues. Those have been some of the most fun things and interesting things to cover.
Bill, thanks so much for talking with me.
Thanks. It's been a pleasure.
Bill Cohen, the soon-to-be-retiring Bill Cohen, Ohio Public Radio State House correspondent. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Marianne Zalesnik.